There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Boston Bomber gets a death sentence, and more Confederate flags ripped off the shelves. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that's where we begin with the Boston Bomber. Jokhar Tsarnaev faced many of his victims' families and many people who were victims of the bomb that he, the two bombs that he and his brother, Tamerlan, had planted at the Boston Marathon 2 years ago. So the judge in this case was pretty interesting. His name is George O'Toole. He told Tsarnaev he embraced a cruel god, heeded the jihadist siren's song, and engaged in what he called monstrous self-depreciation to carry out the bombings. That same judge quoted works by Shakespeare and Verdi pretty wild as he formally threw down that gauntlet, the death sentence. But that decision, of course, already made by a federal jury. So pretty interesting. And from the perspective of those in the courthouse after the sentencing, all having their say to Tsarnaev, one of the things that happened is Tsarnaev, people felt that he showed no empathy and no regret. Even though he said he was guilty. I mean, that's pretty much what he did. He addressed the survivors who packed that courtroom. He said he prayed for Allah to bestow his mercy upon the deceased, those affected in the bombing, and their families. He said, "I pray for your relief, for your healing, for your well-being, for your strength. I also wish that far more people had a chance to get up there and speak, but I took them from you. I'm sorry for the lives I've taken, for the suffering that I've caused you, for the damage that I've done, irreparable damage. Allah said in the Quran that no soul is burdened with more than it can bear, and you told us just how unbearable it was, how horrendous it was, this thing that I put you through." Wow. I mean, he must have said Allah three or four times. This is a 21-year-old guy. He just bowed his head and stood in front of the defense table. He was pretty low, a slightly accented voice, and he never turned to face the victims. He said he had come to know their names and faces and ages during the trial, but he didn't address any of them. And you had about two dozen victims that had statements earlier in the day, and you know, that was it. So it's done. He will now serve out his time waiting for death row in Indiana, and probably that takes, you know, a decade or two, maybe two decades before he's put to death. He could be in his 40s when that happens. And some of the people reacting, you know, from what happened on April 15th, 2013, where you had two women and an 8-year-old boy who were killed and 260 other people injured, a lot, 17 people, amputees, a fourth person, the MIT police officer Sean Collier, was killed during the hunt for the Tsarnaev, if you remember that. So it was pretty impactful, I think, for the people there to get to have their peace, to get to say something. Survivor Jen Kaufman said her life was forever altered by Tsarnaev and said, "I forgive you and your brother. My hope is someday soon you will be brave enough to take complete responsibility for your actions." Then there was Heather Abbott, a dancer who lost her left leg below the knee, wondered if Tsarnaev considered the stories of agonizing pain and suffering success stories. And she said, "I'd like Tsarnaev to know that you did not break me." Jennifer Rogers, the sister of Sean Collier, who was killed by the brothers, said her life is forever changed and said, "There is an emptiness that I cannot manage to fill. When I'm angry, I'm furious. When I'm sad, it's debilitating. Moving on without my brother means starting over." And she said, I will toast whiskey in his honor, and I will cry with grown men, with her father standing beside her. She said she's accepted that her family will never again be happy or whole. Oh, that is heartbreaking to hear that. And then there was this, because to me, the face of that precious 8-year-old Martin Richard was so haunting. He would have been 10 right now. His father, Bill Richard, said Tsarnaev could have changed his mind. He could have walked away with a minimal sense of humanity, but he didn't. He chose to do nothing to prevent all of this from happening. He chose hate, destruction, death. It's on him. We choose love, we choose kindness, we choose peace. And he went on to say that he was disappointed in the death sentence because he was hoping that instead he would get life in prison and he would have to suffer and contemplate over what he did his entire life, whatever time that would be, and that the death sentence, because he's so young, would shorten his life. And then there was Jean Marie Parker, who said, my only hope is that you own this grief for the rest of your natural life. Because remember, Tsarnaev, especially in the beginning and in court, he was blaming his brother, or saying that he was led, the defense team was saying, oh, he's led by his brother, he idolized his brother, and they kept blaming the brother. And I think that really stuck with the people. You know, really, really stuck with the people. So how about that? Wow, what a day. A wrap 2 years later, more than 2 years later, and justice finally served. We move from that to the Confederate flag flap times 10, because now it's not about, oh, some retailers took it off their... Now it's like everything. I mean, it's just exploded to the point where, hey, who isn't removing the Confederate flag? Who hasn't said, yeah, we're done with the Confederate flag? And there are people who manufacture the flag that are saying they're not going to flag companies, and they're not going to manufacture them anymore. And this is just sort of the beginning. I think we're going to see more and more people jump on this. When I say people connected to selling the flag in some way. South Carolina, Mississippi, state legislatures all over the place are taking up the debate about removing flags, about getting rid of flags. Both of Mississippi senators, Roger Wicker and Thad Corcoran, called the flag to be changed to remove the Confederate symbol, said, yeah. I mean, in fact, Wicker said, as the descendant of several brave Americans who fought for the Confederacy, I have not viewed Mississippi's current state flag as offensive. However, it is clear and clear to me that many of my fellow citizens do feel differently, and that our state flag increasingly portrays a false impression of our state to others. I thought that was really well said. So he's basically saying, listen, my family fought for the Confederacy. I don't look at it that way. But now I'm walking in other people's shoes, people that I represent, and they don't like it because they don't like the way that we are being talked about or represented because of that flag. So, okay, I'm cool with it. Yeah, then we need to do that. We need to ditch it. South Carolina's House of Representatives passed that amendment, you remember, a couple days ago, that would allow debate on whether to remove the flag from the state house grounds. They passed the resolution 103-10. The state Senate still has to vote on it, however, so that's where they are with that. They met, and they're planning on seeing where that falls. Stay with us. Coming up next, it's all about you. That's right. We check the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Favorite things. I always say this, but you know, it's about your opinions. This show is for you, peeps. So remember, if you can't dial us on the digits because you have a hot opinion at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, the more you say numbers, the more you remember them, right? Or you find yourself in a time quandary where one day you're with us for a while and the next day you've got your schedule flipping on you. You can always also, by the way, go to ondemandgcnlive.com, and all the shows are there, so you can download the show. I know a lot of people are doing that, too, as well. But plenty of you send us emails, and I love it, at americatonight.net. So on that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Kate, I was watching to see who was the latest that was going to jump into the Republican race. This is from Joe, listening to us in Illinois. And Chris Christie is like a dog with a bone. I figured for sure after everything that happened with him and so many others declaring he would dump out. But apparently he's decided to stay in. What do you make of that, and what do you make of his chances? Well, you said it. He's like a dog with a bone. He wanted to run last time around, really. So when it was Romney part two, I say Romney part two. When it was Romney coming back around again, I don't see Chris Christie making any noise whatsoever. He got hot for a short period of time. He was like on the cover of Time magazine, and all these other, everybody was talking about him. And then with that bridge flap, which was the people around him, they could never bring him down for that. It sort of distanced people from him. And more than that, he just lost steam. I mean, he lost that 15 minutes, and he may do well enough in the polls, though it doesn't look like it, that he gets onto the stage when the first debate happens in August. But I don't think he's going to go very far. I don't think so. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Bobby. Wow. Bobby, who says, Kate, I'm with everybody else from Florida. Come to Sarasota. Tell us when you're coming. This nonsense over the Confederate flag. Listen, I am certainly no racist. I think that chasing the symbol, though, and making a big deal about getting rid of the Confederate flag is such an easy move for anybody to jump on top of this because of what happened in Charleston. And let's face it, because the guy was wearing and had Confederate flags, rather. So in seeing that, I just don't understand why we chase the symbols and not the real issue. And it's going to distract, if anything else. Well, it's become so big now, this Confederate flag thing. It is a layup. If all these other companies are jumping out of it to say, yeah, I'm jumping out of it, you're not going to cause anybody that enough people agita. It's like, okay, well, this wasn't a big part of our business, so, okay, fine. But because of what happened in Charleston, this is exactly, it is related to that. So with all the controversy over it, now the, removing the Confederate flag is on the Capitol grounds in South Carolina is one thing, but it's become so big everywhere else. It's just taking on a life of its own. And I don't think it should be erased from the history books. I don't think it should be made illegal if somebody turns up with a T-shirt with a Confederate flag on it. If it causes so much hate and consternation and is like just an ugly rub in the face for African Americans, I get it. But isn't it interesting that it took this to make that happen? Because yes, there's been people that have complained before. No, never moving the dial. Never ever moving the dial like this. And it's more about the conversation. You're right. It's more about what happened there. It's more about where are we really in race relations, I guess, in this country than a flag? I mean, let's be honest. That's what it is for sure. It's interesting because you've got other people focusing in on racism and whether it is a big deal in America, whether it is really widespread or not. I saw Bill O'Reilly had one of his guests on where he talks about racism and the fact that it wasn't widespread. He said it's not widespread in America. And it's a great question to ask all of you as I'm in the middle of the mailbag, but turning this around. How do you feel about race, honestly, in this country? Where do you think we are in your mind as far as racism and the president talking about how it's still is so widespread? I think what he said, the way he phrased it, was crazy. But is it a serious issue? I mean, is it endemic in America? Certainly, other countries have racist elements to it, and that's one of the things that O'Reilly was talking about on this panel. And I thought, well, I got to say, I have to agree. We don't live in a perfect world, so of course we're going to have that. All right, I get out of the rabbit hole and go back to the mailbag. Ben. Hello, Ben. Ben says, Kate, so glad to hear you on KSBN. I've been hearing you earlier in the evening. It's fabulous. I get out of my workout, and then I tune you in. It's interesting. You've had some really cool guests. I noticed the other night you were talking to somebody about ISIS versus Al-Qaeda. That was an interesting discussion. I had no idea, and perhaps it's my naivety, that there were magazines for ISIS and for Al-Qaeda. Were you surprised when your guest talked about that? No, I knew that they had incredible social media skills, and that was part of the thing, remember, about ISIS. And the fact that they have a magazine, well, that's the whole idea. They're pumping the blogs and everything else they can and the content in there in that Inspire magazine that's supposedly young and hip. The sad part is it's used as recruiting material, and it's apparently working. So that's troublesome, right? And the other magazine, too, same thing, talking about how to poison people, how to kill people in the future instead of the old ways. And, yeah, so to me, I mean, of course, anything from either of these groups that gets people to get excited and join them is not good. You want to talk about hate and just having no regard for life, which I just... You know, we don't understand that, or most of us don't understand that. It's creepy. Absolutely. She was a great guest, too. Bridget Jones, that's who that you're referring to. And we did dive deeper into that because we were talking about the leader, the Al-Qaeda leader, who was hit by the drone strike, but who's next, and what's the difference with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Okay, let's move on to another one. This from Mark, who says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen with the big Supreme Court decision
over the subsidies. Do you think the subsidies are going to be trashed, or do you think that the subsidies stand? That's a tough one to handicap. I was there for that. We remember we broadcast from Washington, and I showed all sides of that. Certainly people who think it's a disaster if the subsidies go away. And listen, the Republicans are smart to say, and they're right, if the subsidies do go away, there better be something in place because of the 6 million plus that are on that, and some of them in really hardcore cases. You know, they'll lose that tax credit if the justices rule against the Obama administration. And King versus Burwell, to me, is one of the biggest things that's going to come out in the next couple of days. I'm going to say that, I don't know, it's a tough one. I'm going to say that they don't extend the subsidies. If I were, and I'm just guessing, this is a coin flip, I'm going to say that they don't extend them, but I hope that there's like a catch-all that can help here, and I don't know what it is, because see, this was the problem with the, you know, you come up with these health exchanges, but you don't have enough people in the exchanges is also a problem. So then how do you have them continue? The answer is you can't, because you don't have enough healthy young people. That's the whole idea of an exchange. And they got to have some kind of a subsidy. What did I hear yesterday? A subsidy patch is kind of the word. There's got to be some kind of a subsidy catch. And trust me, some of the Republicans already have been talking about that. But just in regards to King versus Burwell, I think that they rule against the Obama administration on that. I think they do. I think that it goes in that direction, but it's tight. It's going to be a close vote. I'd be shocked if it wasn't close. I mean, there would be the real shocker if we didn't have a close vote. All right, let's move on to this one quickly. John, who says, Kate, it's ridiculous what the Republicans are doing. I'm a lifelong carrying member of the GOP. I don't always agree with half of what's happening. And I have to say that the more people that jump into the race, the more it becomes the circus-like atmosphere we don't want to see that you talk about. It's better to whittle it down. Let's get a couple of strong candidates instead of a lot of weak ones who are swimming in some very shark-infested waters. All right. You just are echoing my sentiment. You have too many in. You got to narrow that field pretty fast because you don't want it to turn into what happened in 2008. You don't want that to be the focus of everybody. Yeah, the ratings are high for the debate, but the candidates are losing steam. That's no way to beat who we know inevitably would be Hillary Clinton, right? All right. Thanks for all of your emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A+ Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Tired to a Friday night, the internet has ruined our lives. I've spent 5 hours on this side with a head of a better time going out tonight. Got pretty blonde hair, a tight little ass. Saw your Thursday in the yoga class. I'm the kind of guy, show your love and affection. Put this all down in a missed connection.
Like it. Love that song. Interesting. It is an internet wacky world, isn't it? Without a doubt. And the internet has provided us with a lot of the popular comments, a lot of comments on these prison workers. A second prison worker has been charged in connection with the inmates' escape. They're still looking for those inmates. I guess a guard loaned tools to the inmates while they were on catwalks behind the walls, fixing electronic, electrical breakers, rather. So the now we've got another guard, too, that developed a relationship. So the one guard, Gene Palmer, has a one count of promoting dangerous prison contraband, two counts of destroying evidence, one count of official misconduct. Not good when guards do prison time. Not good for them. Richard Matt and David Sweat are still missing. And who is sweating it out? That would be the governor of New York, who is not happy about the fact that this goes on and on and on. And the more time that goes on, the more possibilities of somebody encountering them and something terrible happening. And
Everybody knows that. And that's the main thing here. Yes, they're in the woods. Yes, they're at some abandoned places. They might be moving from spot to spot, from seasonal cabin to seasonal cabin. But at this point, it's every hand on deck, and let's get them before that unforeseen thing happens. Food, gas, travel. I mean, they need help. So when they're that desperate, they don't want to go back, and this is it for them. They know that. And are they armed? There's the other question. Could they be armed? Did they get weapons? Did they have access to a weapon somehow? That's an unknown factor as to whether or not they've got some kind of weaponry. I'm going to say maybe no, but they've got tough terrain. It's a struggle to try to traverse it. It's a struggle for the people who are looking. It doesn't matter if they have 800 people. They searching for clues is really tough. So their focus is centered on a cabin that where they found the DNA, and it had been burglarized, which makes sense because they need food, they need things. But how far away are they? How far away? And boy, this is crazy. I mean, is this going to go into a whole month? Or, you know, what do they do? Helicopters, everything. They've got dogs, helicopters, bodies. At some point, you got to figure, and they've got to figure, they're going to get lucky somehow. Meaning they're going to find the right opportunity when these desperate inmates somehow trip up because they can't go very far unless they kidnap someone, get help from someone, whatever. Anyway, 855-266-5283. We're talking about a plethora of things, as always, here in America. So, Confederate flag. Now, it's not even a question of fair or foul. It's a question of where will the Confederate flag actually be flown, and how many places, retailers, etc., taking it off their shelves. I started thinking about this, and when you drive through the South, which I've done many, many times, many of you have listening, You know, the rest stops where you stop, or I'll say really the convenience stores / places where you stop to get gas. You know, they have big sort of stores connected to them. I know they sell them. I've seen a ton of it. I know I've seen it. I've seen it in Texas all over the place, a ton of Rebel shot glasses, meaning, you know, Confederate flags, hats, T-shirts, keychains. So are they ditching them all, or do they keep them until they sell them and just don't buy any more? Interesting question. Grim with us tonight. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Clinton Gate too, huh?
There you go.
Keeps growing, doesn't it?
Yes.
Kate, who else better to talk to? Moving down here at the age of 5 years old in 1964, and let me tell you, I was so far south down here that if you crossed Interstate 59, the one south of it said they were Yankees. That was north.
But wow.
Better to talk to. I mean,
yeah.
I moved here, and I already told you about how I was discriminated against as being from the north. But if you want to know how I view it, it took several years. And when I went into the military, and I went into basic training, and after graduation, kind of got to talk to my DI one-on-one, hats off. And one of my compadres that was a black guy asked him straight up. He said, "Man, you're prejudiced." And the drill sergeant turned to him. He said, "No, I'm not prejudiced at all. I hate all you mothers equally."
Wow.
You see where he went?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the whole point, because you look at anybody that has served in the military, they don't see color.
Right, you're right. I agree with that.
And when they get out, they still don't see color. They know that his buddy's going to always be there, have his back. And that's, you know, the motto for Simplify is always loyal and faithful at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, there's something to be learned from that.
There is. That's why everybody should serve.
You know what? That's Israel. That's exactly what happens. Look what happens. I have a friend we went to high school together. Her son had to go into the military. Same thing with the daughter. They have to serve, and they know it. They do it. There's no problem. They know they have to do it, and they want to do it for the most part.
Now, if you have somebody that says, I'm not racist, guess what?
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah, it's the ones, including the politicians, that make the claim.
Right.
You know, 9 times out of 10, I find that to be true.
Yeah.
And I come from the very state that, you know, a man that almost became president slipped.
Right. Exactly. Slipped and couldn't recover from that.
Nope.
Yeah.
And that's just it. You know, I mean, we're a lot different, just like South Carolina. You've seen how they look at it from the church view. And that's the way we look at things. You know, we're over this. But when they bust people down here to petition and fight, you know, whether they're trying to fight, it's not us speaking. You know, they're busting people in.
Right, and of course, it's a way different perspective, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's not fair. That's rigging the game and creating a ruckus. Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of the politicians, oh, I better be PC correct. And they really don't know the perspective. I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked at how much they really don't look at.
Right. I agree. I'm shocked about that, too, because you have a staff. Why wouldn't you look into the certain things? It wouldn't be that difficult. You would assign somebody that task. That's what you would do. I mean, come on, let's be real. How stupid are they? I agree. I don't get it.
They got a staff that's getting paid more than his annual salary.
I know.
I mean, whew, goodness gracious. If it is me, that's one thing I'd limit them to is 3 people under $60,000 a year.
There you go. 3 people, and then, you know, those 3 people have to, whatever they don't get done, they don't get done like the rest of the world. I mean, because it doesn't seem like anything is moving any faster in Washington, and then the important bills and the legislation often isn't even read all the way through.
Oh, well, yeah, look at the trade bill.
The trade bill, I was going to say that. The most current example is the trade bill. And then, of course, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, because no one who could read that whole thing. And then they're shocked by the things that are happening now because they didn't realize what was in there when they were voting.
It seems going to happen with the trade bill.
Yes, absolutely. It already is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it'll be the rich just getting richer, which, defines the downfall of any nation, anybody is when you start actually defining who's who.
Yeah, you got to have a middle class. You got to have workers. You got to have You got to have people making the widgets.
You got to have a mix.
You got to have a mix. Yep, you got to have a mix.
And you can't have anybody aware of it and controlling it.
Yep, I agree. And you don't have that mix, you turn into a completely different kind of society. Grim, good conversation. I mean, I saw it when I was in Ecuador, when I was in Guayaquil, and I talked to the people that I would go out to dinner with, and then you'd be, on the other hand, you'd be in these places that were so poor, I mean, you would just... it would just bring tears to your eyes when you just walk through these villages that were shocking, and the government didn't care. There was no government anything. And those people knew the road was education. What can I do to get my kids educated? I mean, that's the bottom line. We don't want to end up with the haves and the have-nots. There's got to be some have-in-betweens. We have to have that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way as we hop over the fence and skid to the finish line here on ATN.
Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For you, America, how many of you are getting 9 hours of sleep? I'm saying straight, uninterrupted sleep. You're not, the doorbell's not ringing, your iPhone's not going off, you're not distracted by anything else. I mean, you're getting a 9 solid hours of sleep. How about 8 hours of sleep? Anybody? How about 7 hours of sleep in a row? How about 6? How about 5?
Wah?
It is a wah. So check this out. They say getting less than 6 hours of shut-eye a night has been associated with heart attacks, strokes, obesity, and diabetes. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine is now saying that adults should get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. And sleep disorders like obstructive sleep apnea, we know all about that, could have an even bigger toll on your health. So I don't know that that's so shocking that, geez, if you, wouldn't it be great to be well rested? But how many people know people that have, you know, they don't get necessarily that kind of sleep, but they're good, they're cool, that's how they are, they're restless, they could never get 7 hours of sleep straight. If it was 6, they're lucky, because the 6 they can do. So that's exactly what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're asking for help, because they're saying this is a health issue. epidemic. Not getting enough sleep is causing a public health epidemic. Do you think that? Do you see around you that we have this epidemic going on? This epidemic? I mean, 9 hours? When was the last time you got... I can't remember the last time I got 9 hours of sleep. One, because there's times where I could have gotten 9 hours of sleep over the weekend, or like maybe there were times where I could have gotten it 3 days a week, but I don't think I could sleep 9 hours. Nathan, how about you? Do you see, think you could sleep 9 hours in a row with feeling good, uninterrupted, you're not restless, whatever?
You know, we were talking about this before the break, and I can't, you know, I don't get that much, but it is a regular occurrence that when I get my full Mondays off, I can sleep for a very long, unhealthy time, and then get up for about 4 hours and be ready for another long period. But usually the second period, I'll probably wake up around the halfway point.
Yeah, the halfway point. But see, here's what they're saying. You're like me. It's almost like you get sleep deprivation, and then you get restless. It's almost like you feel like you're a bear and you're hibernating. You know, you're storing up your sleep. But they're saying that doesn't matter. You can't do that. That hurts you ultimately.
I feel that too, though.
Yeah.
I know that.
You do. So getting only 6 hours of sleep a night or less means setbacks, they're saying, in performance, mental alertness, driving ability, and again, those same things, risk of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, obesity, that there, you know, there's still not enough studies being done, but there are more that are happening because it's such a big thing. They're doing more studies for people who get between 6 and 7 hours of sleep or more than 9 to know who's better, which one's better. Now, I mean, I think if you get too much sleep, that's not good either, because, I mean, ultimately you have a grogginess thing going on. So somebody who's sleeping a crazy amount of sleep might not necessarily be good. I think it's great that they're studying it because it's so needed. And so there you go. Getting less than 7 hours of sleep and high body mass index, there's a connection. There's a big connection to that because the weight gain is caused by, they say, inadequate shut-eye, and it could risk heart attacks and strokes and, you know, all that kind of stuff, high blood pressure, you know, you name it. Ugh, scary to think of that, isn't it? And it used to be such a banner for people to say, I got 5 hours of sleep and I'm ready to roll, I'm ready to go. And sometimes the lack of sleep, I mean, let's face it, is because you're watching tube or you're doing something else where, yeah, maybe you could just train yourself to crank it down. Is it better to be that exhausted state where you just crash because you are exhausted? So you're a truck driver, you're doing something else, and you have that kind of crashy sleep where you're just whipped and boom, you fall right out, which is good because you're done, you're toast. The second you're done, you're out like a light, so there's no restless sleeping. All right, so I said this was like for your health, and I wanted to whip in a few health stories. This is a sad story. They had a ninth baby that died after heart surgery in Florida, and this is at St. Mary's Medical Center in Florida is where it happened. They're investigating it because this has happened between 2011 and 2013. They had this program where they were showing that the mortality rate for open heart surgeries is more than 3 times the national average. So that's not good. They have these infants, and then they're saying they need the heart surgery to survive, that this is life-threatening, and then their mortality rate not so good. So is it an unnecessary risk, I guess, is what they're asking. And the Florida Department of Health has sent a team of expert heart doctors to review the heart surgery program. And that included a professor of cardiac surgery at Johns Hopkins. And he's saying they need to stop doing heart surgeries on babies younger than 6 months. It makes sense to me. Because how can they... They're so truncated. How could they take it? I mean, it would be terrible to... I think it would be just terrible in their tiny bodies, but I guess if they're saying to you, hey, listen, we got to do this surgery because this is the only thing we need to do. This baby's not going to make it if we don't at least try the surgery. That may be the situations that they're in. That if we don't do this or else, that would be a nasty thing to have to wrestle with, wouldn't it? Well, you could take the chance, but, eh. How about this? 60 years after a vaccine, they're saying a new technology might just get rid of polio worldwide. Very, very close to that. And it's this microneedle patch they think could be the thing. The thing that is ultimately standing in the way of eradicating it has been the logistics of getting the vaccine to people who need it, especially in areas that are plagued by violence or poverty. So the micron needle patch, which resembles basically a small round adhesive bandage, could bring polio vaccines to the doorsteps of the people that need it now by applying it to the skin and pushing down, and then boom, that's it. The vaccine is there within minutes. Can you imagine? It's been 60 years since the massive inoculation. Jonas Salk's vaccine began with school kids in 1955, polio cases in the United States, people forget, to drop by almost 90% over 2 years. I mean, that's crazy, 90%. But it was bad. I mean, polio before that was terrible. And most people with polio have no symptoms, so how do you know? Just minor symptoms like limb pain, fatigue, nausea, that kind of thing. And then there's some cases that lead to permanent paralysis. Can you imagine? Usually in the legs. That makes sense. And then when the paralyzed patients, what happens is they die when their respiratory muscles become paralyzed too, which is just terrible. That number is very, very small. And I didn't realize this because I've been reading a bunch about it lately. But did you know that the first polio outbreak started in Vermont? There was 132 cases. It was in 1894. And you remember, President Franklin Roosevelt had the disease at 39 in 1921. They'd had that, the iron lung was invented to help people breathe, and they went from there, and then the vaccine was just a miracle. And polio was actually declared eradicated in the U.S. in 1979. Pretty wild. Pretty cool, actually, when you think about it. All right. Hands up, everybody. Hands up for all of you. Give yourself a big round of applause. We thank you for listening to America Tonight, sending us your thoughts and all that kind of stuff. If you want to do that, go to americatonight.net. Kate Delaney, ATN.
Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.